Join Kofi Bartels on the Morning Crossfire weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Live from the heart of Victoria Island, you're listening to your number one station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. We have a guest on the line, as we earlier advertised. Here's the national president of the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria. I'm talking about Alhaji Abubakar Garima. Alhaji Garima, good morning to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. For those of you listening, our guests or our listeners, if you want to ask Alhaji Abubakar Garima a question, make a contribution regarding the ongoing scarcity of petrol in the country, please feel free to call us on the numbers usually advertised, 0201-465-7190, 0201-465-7190. Some of you have been calling 0201. I'll get it out. Yeah, so I've been calling 0201-277-0993 or 1993 or 2993 or 3993 or 4993. If it works for you, that's fine. All right, if that works for you, 0201-277-0993, 1993, 2993, 3993 and 4993. Well, if it works for you, that's fine, because we've had some issues on our line this morning. But alternatively, our WhatsApp number is 0809597-5805. 0809597-5805. You can send a voice note of 1 minute or less to that number. You can call that one number using a WhatsApp app, okay? Or you can send a short message to that number. We all know what's going on in the country in the past few days with queues surfacing in Abuja, now getting to other parts of the country, including Lagos. Queues at petrol stations with vehicles queuing up to try and get be filled with the petrol, that's a PMS. So we won't waste any time. Alhaji, what is the reason and what's responsible for the ongoing current fuel scarcity in the country?
Well, the reason behind the fuel scarcity, we meet NNPC, we Independent Petroleum Marketers, and we contacted them since we have seen the supply is coming down, and they said they have logistic problem. So actually, the problem is logistic, which they said already they have already taken care of that. So we are expecting product at any time. And some of our depots, they have started discharging this product, really, and we have started loading.
Okay, so Alhaji, your association, you represent all the independent petrol marketers. Are these the individuals who own the petrol stations where we buy petrol from?
You said?
I see. Your members have their petrol stations. These are the non-major oil marketers who have petrol stations across the country. And these are the members under your organization. So where we go to buy petrol regularly, those are your members.
Yes, as you know that,
yes,
in most of the state or almost any local government area, generally you will see our members with their filling stations.
Fantastic.
And you know what you are supposed to understand, this petrol station, the PMS supply, it depends on the NNPC. They are the whole distributor of this product because they are the only importer of the product.
All right. I see. So just so our listeners understand who we are talking about when we say Ipman, of course we have Ipman, we have Moman. So the NMP realized that supply was reducing, and the NMP is saying that they have enough stock, but they're facing logistic challenges. Now, are the tanker drivers complaining of any logistic challenges, or where exactly are these logistic challenges being faced or coming from?
Well, the logistic problem generally is on the NNPC per se, because we already, our trucks are in the depot waiting for loading. So immediately when they discharge, we load. But when they didn't discharge, there is no way we can load. So even though they have started discharging, So very soon, I know the product will be available in most of the filling stations.
Okay. Haji, how soon is very soon? Because on the front page of the Punch or the Vanguard, one of the two papers, your organization, Ipman, one of your members, if not you, is quoted as saying that the petrol will be available in 2 weeks before it normalizes, 2 weeks.
And not necessarily. Actually, there is no exact time. But all what I know, every supplier continue like this, within few days, this scarcity will go. Okay. Unless if there is any challenges again that occur, which we are not even praying for it. So the way things are going, very soon this issue of scarcity will go. That is the assurance that we get through the NMDC. Because immediately when they are discharging this product, definitely there will be no shortfall.
Are you saying that normal discharging has resumed? Your members are getting the products as and when due, or are you saying that it's still not up to the normal level?
You know, since there is a small cutoff in supply, definitely, probably it may take a little time, but it's not much time. It depends on the way the product is being supplied. Because already we don't have much logistic problem because all our trucks are in standby and we have already instructed all our marketers, especially in the cities, they should apply 24 hours. Any station that has fuel should sell 24 hours so that at least this issue will be eradicated with immediate effect.
Okay, that's quite interesting. So any petrol station across the states, 36 states in the FCT, where your members are, they should sell 24 hours. That's the directive from you.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to that. But I just want to find out, you're saying you're not aware, Alhaji, of what logistic challenge the NMPC is talking about. But what you know is that it certainly does not involve you, Ipman. It does not involve your members. It doesn't involve the Tanker Owners Association, tanker drivers. It doesn't involve them. So do you have any idea whatsoever, a faint suspicion as to what the logistic challenge is?
Yes, the idea they are complaining about the, you know, there is a Moza basis which normally come with the product outside, and they have to use a daughter basis to carry this product to the buyer's depot. So I think whatever the challenges will be within that premises. So that is their major challenges, what I'm thinking. And they have already said they have overcome all these challenges. So now we are waiting. And really, we have seen a sign they have overcome because we have started loading in some of our depots.
Okay. So Alhaji, when did loading cease?
Loading normally, you cannot say this is the specific time the loading cease because no matter how, whatever the case, you may find out that some other depots are loading. So we, as just buyers through the NMPC, we cannot say this is exactly. It is only when we have seen a situation whereby we are not getting enough supply, then we meet them, we say what is really going on. So they say they have logistic challenges and which they have overcome the challenges.
Okay.
So that is how it is.
Okay. I know I'm asking you some questions repeatedly, but please bear with me just so that we can get you clearly. So are you saying that the tankers are on standby waiting to load? Are you saying that loading has resumed? That's dispensing of the product has resumed?
Yes. Most of the depot now have started loading. So, and most of our filling stations now are selling this product. They have started selling. But the only challenge is, you know how Nigerians are. There is what they call that panic buying. You know, immediately when somebody see a small queue, instead of buying 10 liters, he may decide to say he will consume 20 liters. So that is just what is going on. But I assure you, through the assurance that we get through the NMPC, the product will be available very soon.
All right. Okay, 0201. Thank you, Elijah. 0201-465-7190. We hear that some of your members, those independent petrol stations who are selling petrol right now, have increased their price from, you know, 600 naira per litre, 610 naira per litre, they say in some places, you know, 615. To some instances, 870 naira. Some people are saying, someone told me this morning, they're selling at 1,000 naira at a petrol station in this area. Alhaji, what do you say to that? Is that allowed by your members?
No, not, you know, it's not only we independent petroleum marketers are saying. There is that man, there is more man, and there is even NMPC retail itself. So, actually, I cannot say about the price, but all what I know, immediately when our members get a price that is so higher, especially in the private depot. So actually, when they bring this product, they have to increase a certain price so that to have a profit. But I don't know yet about the prices that you have been talking about. But all what I know, if our members buy through the private depot at a higher rate, they too they have to increase their margin.
Hmm. Okay, as it is today, what is the ex-depot price of PMS?
It's normal. There is no any increment by the NMPC. Because everybody rely on NMPC, and up to now, they didn't tell us about any increment. It's a normal rate, the way they have been selling. It depends on the location. For those in Lagos, they have their different price. For those in Maiduguri, they have their own different price, Sokoto, and the rest of them. It depends on the location of the state.
All right. So the ex-depot price has not changed from what it was before
this? Yes, the ex-depot price is still at that normal rate that we have been buying.
Okay. Haji, can you help us with the ex-depot price for Lagos? You may not have one, but just the average. We're not going to hold you that it must be that, but a sense of what it is around the country.
An average is 658 naira per liter.
Okay. Really, ex-depot?
Yes, ex-depot price.
Haji, where is this 658 naira per liter?
Normally, that is the ex-depot price by a template by the NMPC.
But we've been buying lower than 658 in Lagos.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I mean 558 naira. Uh-huh.
Okay, 558.
Sorry.
Okay. All right.
558 naira.
Okay. Just to reiterate, when do you expect, Alhaji, that the situation will normalize? Because your public relations officer, I know you have some factions in Ipman, so I'm not sure who this is, but his name is Chief Chinedu Ukadike, says that the product is not available in the country and that it may take 2 weeks for the supply to normalize. This was as quoted in this morning's Vanguard front page.
No, for the faction, we don't have any faction. But the only thing, you know, some marketers will say their mind was out full confirmation. Right. But we doesn't have any faction now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you saying that it won't take 2 weeks? If not 2 weeks, like your PRO is saying, how many days do you think it will take to normalize?
No, you know, whenever there is that shortfall of the price, you cannot predict the actual time. But the only thing, all what I know, as the supply now is going, if the supply continue, it may not take many days before that scarcity will be eradicated. Because okay. The marketers are eager. All the trucks are in standby waiting to load. So that is how the thing is.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Thank you, Alhaji. Please stay with me. We want to put a caller or two, some of our listeners on the air here in Lagos and around the country on the line. 0201-465-7190. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome. Who do we have on the line, please?
This is Market Woman.
Okay, very quickly.
We are buying fuel here, 800 naira. That is what we are buying. And what is selling us now? There is no even hope. Maybe cannot even tell us, say, today or tomorrow, the fuel will circulate the country. And it's not even good for us. Let them come together and do whatsoever they want to do and solve this issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time, Market Woman. 99.3, good morning.
Yeah, King of Radio, morning good to you.
Ah, thank God. I was worried for you.
It's well, my brother. Good thing I break that news. Alhaji, morning good to you and all our callers and listeners. You see, the marketers, King of Radio, they are part of this problem. They are part of this racketeering that is going on in our energy sector. All these years, 8 years of Buhari, why can't they fight for a refinery to work? This morning I was explaining to Chief Quadri, a refinery in my local government, my Ndokwa West. Sandra confirmed that NNPC denied supplying crude to that. But Quadri is telling me, local refinery, they be giving them crude. Sandra confirmed they are waiting for Dangote own. Hello? Hello?
Oh, we've lost Alhaji.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we've lost Alhaji. Hello? Go on, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Kadi is confirming to me, 20-something moderate refinery. No! All of them are waiting for Dangote own. The marketers, like I said, why not fight for refineries to work rather than you waiting for imported fuel from wherever they are bringing it from, if all of them are not playing this game?
All right.
So suffocating all right. Nigerians, all in the name of making money.
So what are the marketers doing? What are you accusing them of doing, apart from not fighting Buhari to have refineries? What have they done?
They should fight for our refinery to work.
No, you use the word racketeering, Chris. So how are they racketeering?
No, to make this profit, you hear the price is calling for you now.
Yeah.
You know, when they bring it from abroad, mm-hmm. whatever price they tell us, we take, right?
Okay.
But if they refine locally here, you know how much the truck will take from Delta to Asaba, to Abia or to River State or Port Harcourt. You won't tell me about landing costs and the ship costs.
Mm.
They are part of this thing. They, because of the money they are making. Let them fight for refinery to work.
All right. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we lost our guest. We'll try and get back to him as quickly as possible. We'll try and call him back quickly. Let's see who we have on our WhatsApp line. 99.3, good morning.
Kofi, good morning. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Your name and country?
Jonathan is my name.
All right, Jonathan, welcome.
Now, for years, some of us have been campaigning about this refinery working. I, for one, when Ororo, Tolu, all of them were here, I've been saying it. You can see us now. They are waiting for a ship, the bat, with fuel products, and which we have crude, and we are supposed to have a refinery. And we'll be complaining that we need dollar. And when we got the dollar, one person will now use to pay his children's school fees inside this country. Inside this country. I've even taught their children outside. You can see our life now, Kofi. You can see our life. I can't go out today because I can't afford to buy fuel at that price. I don't know what clients we pay. I can't run loss. I don't know. This Tinubu cannot tell me he doesn't know all this will happen. He's going abroad to say he's telling lies. Sorry, Kofi, he's telling lies. No, like, you know how much you make from the pot? Do you know alone? He's not telling them, excuse me, he keep that story to himself. If you don't fix refinery, if you don't fix a workable transport team, if you don't speak one other, you don't remove it. That's right. My point all these years.
Thank you, Jonathan.
I can see the way he's suffering all of us. Look at what people are going through as
I'm just speaking. Thank you, Jonathan. I wonder why the NPC is not even telling Nigerians exactly what the logistic challenge is. You know, when they talk like that, sometimes you wonder why. RJ, I'm so sorry we lost you on the line.
Yes. Network.
Yes. The last caller who was on before you left said that the marketers are part of the problem, that you're not fighting for the government to make sure that they fix the refineries.
No, well, in fact, you know, that one is his own opinion. But if you have been following us, always we have been talking the way the government will come and fix refineries. But thank God now, Dangote Refinery has started showing an example whereby he started loading AGO. And you can see the way the AGO price is coming down. So that is what we have been telling the government always. So, and even the government, especially the NNPC, they promised us that Port Harcourt refinery will start functioning. So if there is Port Harcourt refinery and Dangote refinery to start producing PMS, I know definitely there will be availability of that product and probably the price will come down too.
Okay. All right. Alhaji Karima, please, I will ask you to kindly stay with us. We want to play a few adverts. When we are done, we'll come back to you to find out, you know, more on this and the way forward. Also give our listeners a chance to talk to you, maybe also contribute to this conversation of your scarcity in Nigeria.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, for those of you listening, we'll be right back. Our guest this morning is the National President of the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria. And, of course, he joins us via the phone line. We'll take your thoughts when we come back from this commercial break. Please stay with us.
Point 3, Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. Of course, we're still talking about the petrol supply situation in Lagos and across the country, where, as you hear from our news, at 8 o'clock and 6 o'clock, the scarcity of petrol spread, not just in Abuja now, you have it in other states around the country, including Lagos. Queues of vehicles forming outside petrol stations with the drivers and owners waiting hours just to fill their tanks with petrol for the day. Our guest this morning is the National President of the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria. He recently assumed that seat at the end of last year, 2023, and became the new president of the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria. I'm talking about Alhaji Abubakar Megandi Shatima Gariwa. Chief Alhaji, I hope I got the full name right.
Yes, you are right.
Okay. Should I use Shatima or Gariwa? Which one?
Anyone you use.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Fantastic. Good to have him. So he's set to be the new face of IPMAN. And congratulations to you, Alhaji, on winning the election and assuming the position as president of IPMAN.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190 is the number to call. That's our alternative line. While waiting for the networks to restore our general line, which is 0700-993-993-993. Also, some of you have been reaching us on old number, which is quite funny. But if you want to try, you can try. The old number 0201-277-0993, 0201-277-0993 or 1993 or 2993 or 3993 or 4993. I think it's been a long time. I don't know how some people get through to us. On WhatsApp, 0809597585. I want to take as many calls as I can. 0809597585. 0809597585. You can send a short message to us on WhatsApp with that number. You can call us on WhatsApp with that number, or you can send a voice note of 1 minute or less. Alhaji, since you're saying, you've made some interesting points that you said that, you know, in the midst of the challenge, you're directing your members to sell 24 hours a day until the situation is remedied. You've also said that the logistic challenge that NNPC is talking about is not from you, IPMAN, or your members. You're also saying that the problem you suspect it may have come from a loading issue from the mother vessel to the daughter vessel as the product was being imported. You're also saying that NNPC is a sole importer, so that's where the bottleneck is coming from. And you say the signs you're observing is that the challenge has been overcome, the problem has been solved, so we should see it, you know, the queues disappearing the next few days. But, sir, Alhaji, NNPC, through its GMD, Mele Kyari, told Nigerians not to worry, that they have enough stock in their reserve to supply the market. Now, I'm wondering, if you're saying that your tankers are waiting to load and they've not been loaded yet, and the NNPC is saying they have enough stock, where is the stock? Why are they not giving it to you, your tankers? Where is the stock? So do you agree with them that they have enough supply?
Well, just like what I have said, the NNPC say they have a logistic problem. So immediately when they discharge, which they have started discharging, and we have started loading. So I said if the loading continue like this, the way we have been going on, definitely within a few days, that scarcity will go.
Okay, but Alhaji, if they have enough back stock of petrol, there should not be any problem with discharging or with loading to your, your tankers.
But you know already, you know, they mentioned they have logistic problem. That is what they have said. And we too, we agree with their assessment. So just now they started sending product to the various depots, and we have started the loading.
Mm. Okay. Please take us through the process right now, because Nigerians would like to know how does petrol get to the final consumer? We hear NNPC is the sole importer of petrol, but we also saw some time ago some importers went to for a meeting with Mr. President and all that, and they presented their concerns to him. Who is importing petrol to into Nigeria?
It's the only NNPC, they are the sole importer. So apart from the NNPC, nobody is importing products to Nigeria, especially PML. It's only NNPC.
But I thought government had lifted that moratorium and is allowing private individuals to import. Remember, there was a company that tried to do that, and I think they had some difficulty in getting foreign exchange. Is it that there's a difficulty in accessing forex, or government is blocking private companies from importing petrol?
Well, you know that one is part of the challenges which most of the marketers are facing. But God so kind, just like the way I tell you, since Dangote refinery now went to start loading, especially he has started loading diesel. So by the time when he started loading PMS, I know there will be no more scarcity in the country. Because the way we have seen, the way he started the diesel, and he has been reducing the price. So now the price of diesel has turned to 940 naira per liter, which, you know, before is almost 1,450, 1,500 before.
Okay. We have a listener on the line. Let's see what he has to say. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. What's up, caller? All right, your network isn't too clear. Please call back so that we can hear from you. So we have a caller on Skype. Okay, this is the first Skype call of the day. 99.3, good morning. Yeah, welcome. Your name and location, please.
Okay, Johnson Ibe. I'm calling from the UK.
Johnson Ibe, is that what you said?
I'm calling you from UK. I'm calling you from UK.
Your name, sir.
Okay, my name is Kano.
Kano, welcome. Please talk to Alaji.
Okay, make I speak, I'm for broken because where I did, I know what make people know what me are the problem.
Okay, all right.
The problem is, I did for UK. There has never been a time where people they go queue for fuel, people they go queue for diesel. You just go, in fact, it is serve yourself. The problem with the Nigeria, they say, those people, everybody won't come sell them for UK. They won't go sell them for abroad. Now, residual. Now, the one where the main that they sell for Nigeria. Because if you can't sell them here, you make more money. Those marketers, all of them, if they have opportunity, they want to bring it abroad so that they go make more money. Nigerians and Nigeria do not do welfare state. They don't have the citizens at heart. Everybody is survival of the fittest. Anyone we know, so if you grab, until we sabi to know the history of death, that somebody they die. There is nothing you have on earth you own forever. There is nothing you have you carry to grave.
Right.
Let us help ourselves and stop killing people. This is just like killing people. Everybody wants to bring it here so that they will come and sell it and make more money. And drying and keeping Nigeria dry with fuel. That is the problem, not even more.
Thank you very much, my brother from the UK. Appreciate your time. Alhaji, recently let's start from this point. Why do we have perennial petrol shortage or scarcity in the country? And what's the solution to this, Alhaji?
Well, in fact, the solution is very simple. Let our Nigerian refinery start working. Because just the way I will just cite an example. Now, if you check all over the country, just with the recent development of Dangote refinery, there is no complaint of diesel, which you have been complaining before. But now, any station that you go, you will see diesel is available. So, actually, the idea of putting our refineries into function is the best, so that we may stop importing. Because there is no reason why always we depend on importing our main source of energy. Because, you know, PMS is part of source of energy, which we have been using day and night. So, me, my opinion, let's put our refinery into function, which the GMD has already started putting Port Harcourt refinery, whereby he even give us some days that he will start operation. So if Port Harcourt refinery started, and Dangote too started producing PMS, I think all these issues will go.
All right. Alhaji, I'm talking about the GMD. I know you're not his spokesman, so I want you to tell me your heart. Tell me the way it is without caring whose ox is caught. The GMD of NNPCL told Nigerians that the Port Harcourt refinery was ready in December 2023. And when Nigerians went to probe, they now said it was mechanical completion. Mechanical completion that they have not yet started producing. He now told us that they will begin production by the end of March 2024. Sir, this is April 2024. Not one drop of the product, any of the petroleum products, has been produced or released by the Port Harcourt refinery. Only for last week, the Senate Committee on Refineries, no, Senate Committee, Ad Hoc Committee investigating turnaround maintenance of Nigeria's refineries, led by Senator Patrick Ifeanyuba, went to Port Harcourt River State to do an on-the-spot assessment of the PH refinery and said the refinery is almost 90% complete. So what is happening as far as you know? Why the delay?
Well, you know, already I think you have answered all your questions. It's the NNPC and the our legislators too, they went there. So actually, all what I know, since they are talking of the refinery will start functioning, I know if we exercise patience, probably it may start functioning. Because the same thing applies to Dangote. You know, even the loading of diesel, it has been put in there and be changing, but it has become in reality whereby now he has started loading. Even PMS, now he promised that he will start loading. So I think the issue of those refineries is just like that. Maybe there are some certain challenges which I cannot be able to confirm. But I know if the refinery is okay to the full capacity, I know they will start loading.
All right. But are you not worried about the frequent change in date, the inexplicable, confusing body language of the NNPC? Till now, they've not come out to tell Nigerians, so we're sorry. We said the Port Harcourt refinery will start producing in March. We think it is now, we're going to push it to the end of the year.
Well, you know, I have to be worried as a Nigerian and a person in the business. But there is nothing we can do. All what we know, we normally used to advise the government, let them try as much as possible and make our Nigerian refineries, or even create another refinery, just like what I had. They wanted to do another refinery inside Port Harcourt refinery. Yes. That one too is a very good idea. So we are praying, let's all Nigerians, let's pray for our leaders to see whether we can be able to see what we wanted to get.
Alhaji, Nigerians are tired of praying for their leaders.
No, for the prayer, you can't be tired of praying for your leader because we don't have any country apart from Nigeria. So I think we keep on praying because all what I know, by God's grace, things will change in future.
Okay. Let's take some more calls and I'll come back to you, sir. Please stay with me. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Mr. Kofi.
Yeah, welcome. Please speak up. What's your name?
Good morning to your guest as well.
Good morning. Your name and where are you listening to us from, please?
Mrs. Oboli calling from Ikorodu.
Ah, good morning. Good morning. I saw your message.
So, my question to your guest this morning is that, is this prayer that will fix this nation? If the elites, the politicians, if they cannot do what they're supposed to do, they should just leave power and let people that can do this thing just do it. I want to ask him a simple question. Is he also passing through this issue of fuel crisis the way an average Nigerian is passing through it? Fuel scarcity has not come like this. Price of food has skyrocketed. Everybody is passing through a lot. They cannot access their workplace. They cannot buy food on their table. And you tell us to keep praying for our politicians and that are siphoning the finances of this economy. For how long will we continue to pray? Is he also facing what we are facing right now? We should keep praying. But we should add something to it there.
All right. So thank you very much.
Enough of all this, please.
Thank you.
If you cannot do the thing, just leave the place.
Thank you. He's not in charge of the country. He's just leading an association of businessmen. I think Alhaji has answered the question on prayer. So let's go to our next listener. Mr. Boli, thank you for your time. On WhatsApp.
Hello.
Yeah, we have a caller on WhatsApp. Hello, good morning. Yes.
Hello, good morning. Yes, I'm... Well, first of all, I want to say a big thank you to the Alhaji. But, you see, you have asked so many very valid questions from the Alaji, and he has not answered a lot of the questions. When you asked him that the former minister has said we had enough reserve, and why are they not giving from the reserve? He just perfectly touched the question, and I want him to answer that question, because we have a lot of false information. You know, this is part of the false information. When you say something is there and not there, if you go to the, you see, let me just quickly say that this independent marketers, what Alaji is saying is very, very far from the truth. All the petrol stations, they have fuel, all of them. We see the tankers come in there, they drop the fuel, and then they don't sell. Some will sell a fraction of it, and then they close up. You go to petrol stations as early as 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you see that they are locked up.
Okay.
In Ikorodu here, it's only the NNPC, few of them, the one at Totano and probably one at Itamaga that is working. In fact, the one at Totano, I must applaud the owner, because he was actually almost working 24 hours.
My brother, because of time, you're saying you're accusing members of IPMAN, even Moman and DAPMAN, of a hoarding fuel.
Yes.
Of hoarding. Okay.
Let's
allow our guests.
All these petrol stations, we see the tankers coming.
All right.
They offload, but they don't sell.
Okay.
They are all part of the racketeering, like somebody said.
Let's allow our guests. Hold on. Let's allow our guests to answer. Because I know even in River State on Friday or Saturday, there was a fire incident, and it was petrol that the two tankers who hit each other were carrying. Elijah, what do you say to his point on hoarding by your members, sir?
Well, you know, just like what I have said, we have almost getting to four different of kind of marketers that are discharging this petroleum product. We have Moman, DAPMAN, IPMAN, and NNPC retail. So for the issue of holding for the IPMAN members, I think it is very difficult. But even though you cannot generalize, but I know immediately when our members get their product, they normally discharge it in their filling station and sell. So, because there is no point of holding, because if you hold the product, then you are holding your money, then automatically, so by the time when you hold, anything can happen when you hold the product inside the filling station. Probably the price will come down, or probably it may go up. So that issue of holding, I think, is very difficult for our members to say that they are holding the product. So I don't buy the idea that our marketers are holding. Oh. I think we have given
marketers. With you,
nobody should hold a single liter
Okay, Alhaji, please hold on. I think he wants to. Yeah, listener, can you go on? What do you want to say to Alhaji?
Yes, I want to tell you categorically. I can send videos, plenty of videos. When the petrol station, the tanker came in, we monitored them now. We monitored them. It was because of our own, you know, we monitored them. The tankers came in. Can you imagine a tanker coming in as late as like 6 o'clock in the evening? And then till the following day, they didn't sell. That day, throughout that, they didn't sell. The following day, they now sold for 1 hour, and they said that well has finished. It's right beside my house now. All right. In Ikorodu here. All right. So what are we talking about?
Thank you. We have to pay our bills.
This is ordinary.
You decide. Topical conversations that matter to you.
There are people for personal, religious, whatever reasons who do not want to take a vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I think they have the rights.
They cannot go to us to stop insecurity. It's to force people to take vaccine. Let them come and kill me. I can never take it.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Okay, Alhaji, we want to say thank you. Before we go, we want to say thank you. So what can we do about some of your members who are selling above the pump price, sir? Very quickly, please.
Well, you know, the most important thing, immediately when this product is available in the whole filling station, no matter how, the price must come down. That is the main issue.
All right.
So as we are loading now, I assure you by the time when we continue loading, the issue of the hike in price will go.
All right.
So we are just let the loading be steady, so that we may be discharging.
All right.
So if you put higher rates, nobody will go to your filling station and buy.
Okay.
People will reject you. Markets will reject you. Anybody will reject you.
All right. Alhaji Abubakar Meghandi Gariwa, National President of IPMAN, thank you so very kindly for joining us on the Crossfire this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a great day, and we'll get back to you.
Sounds okay,
great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's get back to the market. We'll pay some bills, and we'll come back. We'll say goodbye. We also have the one play draw that'll be taking place after the news.
Every parent wants to see their child growing up happy and healthy. Introducing Renzo Vitamins for Kids.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.